Since its introduction in September 2022, Colorado's acceptance of cryptocurrency as a form of tax payment has been met with considerable fanfare, heralded as a progressive move by Governor Jared Polis to position the state as a leader in digital currency innovation. Yet, more than 2 years into the program, the amount of cryptocurrency submitted for tax payments has been negligible, raising important questions about the practicality and viability of using digital currencies in state tax systems. The state's decision to allow cryptocurrency payments, covering taxes such as income, business income, sales and use, and severance taxes, was initially seen as a bold step into the future. Governor Polis framed the initiative as both symbolic and practical, saying that it would demonstrate Colorado's commitment to being a crypto-forward state. Despite the high-profile rollout and enthusiasm from digital currency advocates, the actual uptake of this payment method has been disappointing. Cryptocurrency tax payments. A look at the numbers when the program was launched, it was met with optimism, but the actual impact has been marginal. In the 4 months following the program's introduction in 2022, Colorado received just 8 cryptocurrency payments, totaling a mere $16,426. The trend did not improve significantly in subsequent years. In 2023, the state received 22 cryptocurrency payments, amounting to $23,241. In 2024, the figure rose slightly to 48 payments, totaling $17,544. In stark contrast, Colorado typically collects billions of dollars in tax revenues each year. For instance, in fiscal year 2022-23 alone, the state garnered $11 billion in individual income tax alone. The cryptocurrency payments through the end of 2024, amounting to a total of $57,211, represent just 0.006% of that sum. This tiny fraction begs the question, was the state's move to accept cryptocurrency payments a necessary innovation or just a symbolic gesture with little practical effect? The crypto hype versus reality, what went wrong? The adoption of cryptocurrency as a legitimate payment method for taxes was expected to bring increased convenience and even attract a younger, tech-savvy demographic of taxpayers. However, several factors have dampened the enthusiasm surrounding the program. Volatility of cryptocurrency. Digital currencies, including Bitcoin and Ethereum, are notorious for their extreme volatility. While the market for cryptocurrency boomed in the early 2020s, it has also experienced significant crashes. Just a month after Colorado launched its program, Bitcoin lost 70% of its value in a market downturn. This price instability makes cryptocurrency a less attractive option for taxpayers seeking stable and reliable payment methods. Regulatory and trust issues. Critics of cryptocurrency often point to its use in illicit activities, such as money laundering and tax evasion, and its negative environmental impact due to the high energy consumption associated with mining. These concerns are compounded by the lack of regulation in the crypto space, leading some taxpayers to shy away from using digital currencies for important transactions, such as paying taxes. Technical and conversion hurdles. While the state does not directly accept cryptocurrency, taxpayers are required to submit their payments through PayPal's cryptocurrencies hub, which converts the digital currency into US dollars before processing the transaction. This extra layer of conversion may discourage individuals who are comfortable with traditional payment methods, as well as those who are unfamiliar with the crypto space. Limited awareness and adoption. Despite the symbolic nature of the program, it appears that a majority of Coloradans are either unaware of the ability to pay taxes with cryptocurrency or choose not to use it. The lack of widespread adoption likely stems from a general hesitance to embrace cryptocurrency as a mainstream financial tool, combined with the relative inconvenience of the payment process. A symbolic innovation with limited impact, while Colorado's move to accept cryptocurrency payments has not produced significant financial returns, it has nonetheless made a statement about the state's stance on innovation and its openness to emerging technologies. The program was undoubtedly a first-of-its-kind initiative, and its introduction aligned with Governor Polis' vision of positioning Colorado as a leader in the evolving digital economy. In this sense, Th.